Welcome to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, and this is Freed on Business.
Welcome back to another edition of Freed on Business. I want to welcome everybody back. We've got an absolutely tremendous show for you today. It's all about recovery today. And what we're going to be doing is, hold on a second. We're going to be talking about all kinds of ways for you to recover. First, we're going to talk about the recovery of our general market area, Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau Chairman Bill Talbot. Then we're going to be talking with Glenn Lerner of Lerner & Rowe Business Claims. They're a new sponsor on the show, and Glenn is going to be talking about how to save your business in this economy and what alternatives there are for recovering lost business income. And we're also going to have Michael Bertinotti on. I'm going to butcher that, I'm sure. Michael Bertinotti, he is with the Medical Health Institute here in Miami, and we're going to talk about holistic ways for your body to recover, because we've all taken such a hit during the current pandemic. But we're going to get started right after a quick break from our other main sponsor, Warren Henry. So, Reagan, take it away, and then we'll be right back with Bill Talbot of the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau. Everybody, in today's world, we want to get every advantage that we can. So when you're buying or leasing a car, you want to make sure you check out my friends at Warren Henry. They're just tremendous. I love you, Larry, Courtney, Warren. God bless y'all. You're tremendous people. They've got us. We're part of the Warren Henry family, and you should be too. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar here in Miami at their new store at 151st. And Biscayne Boulevard. By the way, they've got all kinds of great specials on cars and service. You got to check them out. Down in Key West, they've got all the nameplates. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. What do they all have in common? Well, they're all great cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And right now, the Warren Henry Advantage includes complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, a best value guarantee, and the 24-hour exchange where you can try your car for 3 days, and if you don't like it, you can return it. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Well, today's show is all about recovery, and give me a call if I can help you with recovery. Call me at 305-773-6300 or email me jim@freedonbusiness. I can help you right now. You go, Jim, what do you mean? I don't really need help, but maybe you do. I'm helping people refinance their homes and pull cash out, lower their monthly payments. You go, Jim, what does that mean? That means I can help you right now put cash in the bank. It's going to be real hard to spend that swimming pool if you need emergency cash. But if you have it sitting in the bank, you'll be able to get it. And I don't have to remind you about what's going on in the market. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. I know who's lending. I'm in the market right now with six different residential home loans from $400,000 to $2 million. And I'm doing a number of bridge financings in the commercial zone, again, ranging from $2 to $6 million. Those deals close fast. So if you need cash in your pocket to make you feel better or take advantage of a market opportunity, call me now, 305-773-6300, or email me, jim@freedonbusiness. When you do that, when you call me at 305-773-6300, it's all about you.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business, and on Instagram at JimFreed1. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We are back. We're back with my good friend, Bill Talbot. Bill, you're looking good there on the Instagram and the Facebook and the Twitter and everything else. We got you up here on our Zoom call. How you doing today, Bill?
We're doing great. You're right, Jim. And I missed you, by the way. Where have you been?
Never call. I've been in isolation because I'm a protected person because Vivian, you know, has that low white blood cell count. But I got good news for you, Bill. Yeah. My brother-in-law and four of his friends flew in from Atlanta today. They're on the Biltmore playing golf and taking lessons.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. The Biltmore Golf Course was one of the first golf courses to get open again. So that's great news. But I think, Jim, that shows you, you know, we're in recovery mode. Hotels are beginning to open. The beaches are open. Golf courses are open. Retail, restaurants. And I think for your listeners, your viewers, your there's only three things we all need to do. One is to wear a mask, wear a facial covering. Number two is wash your hands. And number three, have spatial social distancing. If we did all those three things, we'd be just fine. Just fine. We're used to washing our hands, you know, and it doesn't have to be a mask. It's just some kind of facial covering and keep the distance. So, but we're open. The beaches are open and the beaches have been doing wonderful. The hotels are open. They begin opening. Not all of them are open yet. The restaurants, I want to put a plug in for our website. Our website, MiamiShines.com. You can hashtag that, Miami Shines, or you can do MiamiShines.com, and you'll go right to really a cool digital site that's robust. It opens up with a 60-second spot. Our Miami Shines, that's the umbrella for our recovery program. Now, Jim, you've been around a while. If you remember after 9/11, we had a program called What Makes You Happy. So it's a little softer sell. This time it's Miami Shines, and that is the umbrella for a number of programs, including the early launch of Miami Spice, the early launch of Miami Spa, and the early launch of Miami Hotel. So that's all in place as of, I guess, June 1st. The month's slipping by here on us. So, but if you go to that website, MiamiShines.com, you can see a beautiful video, 60-second spot, that was done by your Greater Miami Convention Visitors Bureau, the official destination sales and marketing company for Greater Miami and the beaches of Miami-Dade County. So we're in recovery. And I think one thing for this community, Jim, you've been here a while. This community knows how to handle crises very well, whether it's 9/11, hurricanes, Gulf oil spill. Remember Zika?
No.
Oh, good. Good. Thank you, Jim. But the point is, you're a Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau, you know, a private nonprofit, company that, we know how to do this. We've done it very well. The 60-second spot you'll see on the website. And also there's a 30-second spot, about our Miami Eats program. Those were done within a matter of days. Okay.
Bill, I had a meeting on last Friday with somebody that flew all the way from Phoenix. That's the people I'm having meetings with. They've got to come in from out of town, or it's got to be very socially distanced. I have gone out and eaten. I've eaten at restaurants outside, wore my face covering, sat down, took it off. The person that was serving us, they wore the face covering. All the people working there wore the face covering. Felt a little unusual, but it was okay. It's okay.
You just got to get used to it. It's a matter of habit. I think having been involved with the county under Mayor Jimenez on all these industry groups. I ended up about 15 industry groups, hotels and restaurants, to come up with these standards that, it's very simple. It's just very simple. And you see right now, I think doing the right thing, you see the airlines, you see them rolling out as we speak, basically saying, if you don't wear facial covering, it doesn't have to be an official mask. You could take an old sock and you can make it. So it's not that you got to go buy something. It's called facial covering. So the airlines are saying, and I think properly so, if you're not wearing facial covering, you cannot travel with us. And you cannot only not travel with us, we will put your name out to all the airlines as not being able to travel. Well, that's a pretty powerful force to get that space clean and safe. So bravo to the airlines.
Yes, and you know, it was on TV the other day where one of the guys on NBC flew 3 weeks ago, wore goggles, face mask. You know,
I saw that.
You know, my brother-in-law has been flying. This other guy, Glenn Lerner, who's on the show later, is the guy who flew in from Phoenix. So it's really interesting that things are opening up. Now, Bill, what are some of the big events that we have coming up? You know, they've talked about the 4th of July. How is this going to impact the 4th of July? Because my favorite, I won't even go on vacation until July 5th, because I like to stand out on my balcony, you can see the view behind me, and watch all the different fireworks shows.
Jim, some of the fireworks on the 4th of July may be virtual.
Okay.
I know when I was living on Brickell, I'd go out, there's like 15 of these things all over town. So I'm sure there'll still be some, but not as robust. Remember, that's just a few days from now. So, I mean, you know, we're still in a situation. The virus is still around. And so, you know, events, there aren't really events to bring a number of people together. That's not really on the agenda today, right now, but you can go to the hotels. You can eat at the restaurants. You can go to the attractions. You can go on that pretty beach there and enjoy the sun, see the sunrise, and you can go into the Everglades. But, you know, the events coming up, where, you know, I think the signature event is still on the schedule. It's Art Basel, Miami Beach.
Still on the schedule?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. That's in the first week of December. And remember, this is Art Basel is about 20 years old in Miami. Basel is a lovely town in Switzerland. And so they've had Basel, Switzerland, Art Basel, Miami Beach, and then they also launched a show in Hong Kong. The Miami Beach show has consistently been the most successful of the Art Basel, of the Basel series. Now, this actually is also about, you know, kind of diversifying our product. We got 25 miles of wonderful, beautiful beaches. But other places have great beaches. But we're now more than a beach. We're now art and culture. And I think the Art Basel signals to the world that Miami Beach, is our big, big grown up towns, and with the diversity of offerings. So, we just reimagined that Miami Beach Convention Center with a $600 million investment, essentially a new Miami Beach Convention Center with a 6-acre park across the street, 600 trees. And it's just, we're back in the convention business, back in the convention business.
It's beautiful. Now, Bill, how are the show bookings going? Are people calling? Are they booking shows?
Yeah, they are. They are. A lot of the stuff of what we had on the books is postponing a bit. But we've had just this week some what we call meeting planners in town kicking the tires. And this whole issue about meetings and conventions. Here's my view on this. You know, you've got this social distancing, right? 6 feet social distancing. So whether it's the restaurants or different social distancing, well, what better place to have social distancing than a building that has 1 million square feet, which is what the Miami Beach Convention Center. It's got space, social distancing all over it. There's plenty of space, well, over 1 million square feet. So when you talk about meetings and conventions, I think convention centers like the new reimagined Miami Beach Convention Center, 2 blocks from the beach next to the New World Center, are perfect for meetings in the future. You like that?
I really do, because my background is in conventions and meetings. Let's talk about the hotel that's coming there. Talk to me about the status of the hotel that Terra's building.
Well, it's that was you know, it took us a while to get that done, but it required a 60% vote of the electorate, and we did. Thank you for our partnership and the Terra partnership. 64% of the voters approved that. Now, number one, there's no government assistance. The hotel will put money in the city's general fund at what would have been tax money. We can't find, and we bravo to David Martin and Jennifer Sofer. We cannot find another headquarter hotel that has been done without government assistance. Not a dime of government assistance here. Why? It's Miami Beach. You know, and the team, David Martin, Jennifer Sofer, they live on Miami Beach. They're raising their family on Miami Beach, and they've developed projects on Miami Beach. So it's a marriage made in heaven. And so they've got beautiful plans that the design review board has approved now. And right now, just what they're waiting for is financing. So.
Well, Jackie Sofer and David Martin are two of the top people in town from both a personal and cultural basis. I'm sure.
I always change her name to Jennifer because I have two Jennifers in my office. So.
That's okay. I've known Jackie for a long, long time.
Good people.
And so I'm really excited to have them behind the momentum of the a vision of the future and the new look that Miami is going to be presenting the world there. Bill, we want
to. By the way, let me talk about that project. Sure. It's 800 rooms. It's attached to the convention center. You will not, the customer will not know when they're leaving, and this is, it's going to be a Grand Hyatt, the brand. You will not know when you're leaving the lobby of the Grand Hyatt Hotel and you're in the convention center. It's all seamless. This is, it's the height of the clock tower across the street. I think the significant thing about, and this is our Architectonica project, this is the least convention center looking hotel there probably is on the face of the planet. It looks like a resort hotel, and it will serve as a headquarter hotel for conventions, but it just screams Miami Beach all over it. So,
Bill, my background is in hotel and public assembly facility consulting. I know that we've been held back for decades on our progress on the convention center because we didn't have an attached headquarters hotel. I want to give you a high five for getting that done.
Really, team effort, team win. It took a long time, but we put the right plan together. You know, it's not too tall. Oh, and significantly, David Martin, the team. There's essentially no traffic on 17th Street. The traffic, where's the traffic going to go for the hotel? They built the hotel up so the first floor and the second floor is where all the traffic is. The entire footprint is the traffic off of the street. So the neighborhood won't even know there's a hotel because there will be no traffic on those city streets.
Well, Bill, I'm real excited about the opening of Miami. We've got to wrap up. Why don't you give folks one more shout out about what's going on in Greater Miami and the Beaches from the Convention and Visitors Bureau?
Well, you're Greater Miami. We're in the recovery mode. The hotels are open. The restaurants are open. The beaches are open. The airport's beginning to reopen. Go to that website, MiamiShines.com, and you'll see all of our offers, an early relaunch, 4 months of Miami Spice, 4 months of Miami Spa beginning on June 1st, and also the relaunch of Hotels First. So the deals are out there. I think everybody knows about Miami Spice, and this is 4 months of Miami Spice. And all of these programs are about putting people back to work. Jobs, jobs, jobs.
100%. I want to thank you, Bill Talbot, for being here today and being with us on Breed On Business. You're always a great friend of the show. We can't thank you enough for being on. Thank you so much, Bill. Good luck with the recovery.
Thanks for your leadership, Jim. Thank you.
My pleasure. I'm planning on doing a few different staycations here and supporting our community.
There you go.
God bless you, Bill. Stay strong.
Keep calling.
I sure will, man. You're the best, Bill. God bless you. God bless Miami.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. We're going to talk holistic recovery for your body. We're waiting for Mike to get on the phone. So in the meantime, let's go to break. We'll go to break, and then we'll come back and talk more recovery here on Breed On Business. Welcome to South Florida's longest running business talk show. We've been on 11, almost 12 years, done more than 550 shows. And I want to thank the folks at Warren Henry Automotive for always being there for us and always being our sponsor, and always be there for you too, because you'll become part of the Warren Henry family. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry and their new store up on Biscayne and 151st Street, right out in front of FIU North. They've got Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar up there. And then they've got Infiniti and Jaguar up there. They've got Audi up in Gainesville, down in Key West. They've got all kinds of great cars. What do they have in common? Well, they're all great cars. They come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means you get complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and the 72-hour exchange, which means you can drive your car for 3 days and exchange it if you don't like it. You got to really check out Warren Henry. They're great people. High five to Larry and Courtney on their new kid, and high five to Warren for the new store. It's beautiful up there. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Everybody, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Today's show is about recovery, and I'm helping people in recovery right now. I've got three folks that I'm working on with bridge loans between $2 and $7 million a pop. One guy actually is going to maybe get a $9 million loan. Then I've got a whole bunch of residential mortgages I'm working on between $400 to $2 million. Six of those, most are referrals from friends. So if I can help you or one of your friends liquefy your home to put money in the bank now so you can feel more comfortable, give me a call. That's right. You can't spend your pool on food, but I can help you get a loan on your home so you can. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Welcome back to Freed On Business. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at Jim Freed or at Freed On Business, and on Instagram at Jim Freed One. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
That was a great segment with Bill Talbot. Miami is back open for its tourism business. Conventions are looking. People are coming. My brother-in-law is here right now. He flew in from Atlanta. I want to remind you, we're South Florida's longest-running business talk show, and now I want to introduce our next guest. He's Michael Bertinotti. Did I get it right?
Bertinotti, yes. Is Italian.
I'm close. That's the North Miami Beach pronunciation. So welcome to the show. Don't really have anything planned, but I wanted to really talk about holistic recovery. You know, everybody's beating themselves up. If they're stuck at home, they're working out, they probably hurt themselves. you know, if they haven't hurt themselves, they're gonna. Maybe they have a mental break that they need. Maybe they need control in their life. But one thing I know for sure is that everybody wants to feel better. Everybody wants to look better. Everybody wants to have an edge. And Michael, I know that you can really help people do that. And it's not just men, because people think, everybody thinks, well, just men can do this, you know, strategy. It's for everybody. Tell me a little bit more about that.
So, yes, thank you first and foremost for having me on your show. So what we practice is regenerative medicine. So, you know, mainstream medicine, what we're all used to, tries to fix damage, the damage done by particular diseases rather than the cure of internal cause of diseases, meaning they look at a way to treat disease, not prevent disease. So our goal is to restore function within the immunological, metabolic, and neurological system so you can function at peak performance no matter if you're 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, all the way to 90 years of age. We have clients in their 90s, believe it or not.
Well, I want to, first of all, before I forget, thank our mutual friend, Jason Prescott, for getting us together. Now, yes. We won't talk about anything that violates HIPAA law or anything, but I do want to talk about some of the things that I've known you help Jason and some of my other friends with. You know, I have a really bad back. I do a lot of exercises. I take a lot of medication for it. Not like aspirin stuff, not like opioids. I take nerve pain suppression. Without it, I'm an absolute. I can't take it. I take more than about described before. It's horrible. It makes me sleep, puts me on coffee. I apologize for everybody for the way I am on coffee. That's why. Love to get off of that and feel better at the same time. That's what started us talking, and you had some kind of ideas. Let's talk about that a little bit.
So, yeah, you see, right off the bat with what you're telling me, usually the most prescribed medications are pain medications and SSRIs, which they're typically, SSRIs are selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which is to treat anxiety and depression disorders, which we have found through clinical data is commonly caused from a low testosterone deficiency level. And studies today are showing within PubMed, the Mayo Clinic, that having low testosterone levels can wreak havoc in your body. For example, the pains that you're having, as you get older, you produce way more pro-inflammatory cytokines and way less anti-inflammatory cytokines. What does that mean? Your ability to reduce inflammation and restore homeostasis in your system is very poor as you get older. So you're more prone to getting injured and having that injury lag around for the next 60 days rather than recover within 5 to 10 days at the most.
So yeah, I always wondered why it took longer to recover as an old person. So I guess that's why.
Yeah. So you produce more of the inflammatory cytokines, which it causes you to slow your ability to be able to recover, because if inflammation is there, it's hard for the body to recover. So for example, we use specifically for the type of things that you're telling us, peptides. What are peptides? Peptides are nothing but sequences of amino acids that cause gene expressions in your body, and they're becoming the future of medicine. Why do I say that? Because the medicinal benefits are literally magical, and the downsides to them are virtually none. You're working with them.
Fast question. My wife has been taking peptide like powder. Does that exist, and is that something that makes sense?
Yeah, that's marketing gimmick or rhetoric where they try to sell you some powder that they put named peptide in front of it, and you know, tell you it has all these magical benefits, but at the end, they don't work. Why?
It's just a way for my wife to spend extra money.
Right, because peptides are chains of amino acids, meaning it's basically like protein. So the moment you intake it, the hydrochloric acid of your stomach will break it down, making it ineffective. Because the only way to get actual peptides into your body and to cause gene expressions in your system, you have to inject them subcutaneously with an insulin syringe, which is what diabetics use. It's a super and fairly easy process to apply. So to give you an idea,
do I have to do that at home or do you do it?
Excuse me?
Do I have to do that at home or do you do it?
So the way we set it up is, Some of these injections have to be done daily, some once a week, some twice a week. So imagine having to drive every single day to an office that might be 30 or 45 minutes away. It's not time effective nor cost convenient because you got to pay the nurse to have the injection. So all our patients, we have about 750 patients and counting, and all of our patients self-administer. Our goal is to teach you how to integrate this into your regular lifestyle in order to optimize the quality of your life. So for example, Jim.
Let me ask you this. So a lot of people that are in that age group are pre-diabetic. So they're already pricking their finger. This is no more than like a finger prick, right?
Can you repeat that question?
This is really no more than like a little more than a finger prick. People are already doing it. I'm trying to see, you know, I'm talking about myself here. You know, I'm a real needlephobic.
Yeah. Me too. Trust me. I'm 35 years old, by the way. Let me give you a little background really quickly. I had ED when I was 22 years old, which is more common than you can imagine today. And that's kind of what led me into the business. You know, I went into nutrition, exercising, chiropractic, herbalism. I tried so many different forms of medicine until I saw hormone optimization therapy. And personally, once I tried it, it changed my life. So,
how did it change your life?
What did it change? It basically fit my ED issue immediately. So what it fixed for me was my erectile dysfunction. It was one of the first things that I felt it restored right away. Because let me explain you something. There's over 18 million men in the U.S. that have some type of ED issue. And almost 90% of them have at least one risk factor for cardiovascular disease, diabetes, hypertension, and poor cholesterol levels. So as testosterone drops, your ability to produce endothelial cells, which is what dilate and constricts blood vessels, also goes down. When that goes down, your ability to produce nitric oxide, which is what produces blood flow, goes down with it. That's why a lot of men might have that trigger to be stimulated sexually, but the signal from the mind to the reproductive system is basically not there because they're not able to dilate on demand. They're not able to produce enough nitric oxide in order for them to get an erection. That's number one.
Bad for those guys. I feel bad for them.
Whoa. But believe it or not, it's more common than you can imagine today, Jim.
I know it's very common. I've spoken to the urologist on my, when you get your checkup to do the,
Yeah. So today we have a test that you don't have to do that.
The urologist, no, I want to put him on my show. The urologist I know is tremendous. He's the funniest guy I've ever met. Really, he's like this tall. He's tremendous. I'm going to get him on the show. I promise.
All right.
And we're going to talk about that. Now you're seeing it on TV too. So listen, we're timed up for a break. I'd like it if you could keep with me for one more segment. Do you have time to do one more segment, Mike?
Of course.
Okay, great. Reagan, take it away. We'll come back. We'll cure erectile dysfunction. We'll make you feel better. We'll make you tear the top off the baseball. If nothing else, we'll talk about staying positive and rebuilding yourself in this age where it's something we all need to do. So, Reagan, take it away. We'll be right back with my good friend now, Mike Bertinotti, because now I can pronounce his name, so he can be my good friend now. And I'm looking forward, by the way, you're talking about me the whole time here, Mike. Okay, Reagan, take it away, bro. Looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. I want to give a special shout out. Sorry, Larry, you're not the most important person to me at Warren Henry. Okay, you are. But the next most important person is May Stark. May Stark is the one who for years has kept my cars in tip-top condition. And May and her team at their service bays are ready to help you now. They've got all kinds of specials. Go online. You can see them. And you want to make sure you go to their brand new store at 151st and Biscayne. It's just tremendous. I talked to the GC that built it the other day. They love it. It's great. It's amazing. It's custom. It's like going to your own condo. And when you get there, you're going to see that they have Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar there. They've got Audi up in Key West. They've got Audi in Gainesville. In Key West, they got them all down there. Thing they have in common besides being great cars is the Warren Henry Advantage. What's that? Well, I experience it all the time. Besides being part of the Warren Henry family and feeling loved at all times, you get the complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, my favorite, the 72-hour exchange, which I don't think anybody really uses because you can return your car after 3 days if you're not satisfied. I think everybody's satisfied. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Well, we're talking today about recovery, and recovery in America in this economic cycle may be a long, long time, or maybe short. Either way, everybody needs to feel as comfortable as possible. One way to do that is to be sitting on cash. Most people are sitting on value in their homes. They don't realize they can pull cash out right now. It's not easy to do, but I'm an expert at doing it. It can also help you get refied. That means you lower your payments. I'm helping a friend of mine lower his payments $1,500 a month, better than the stimulus payment. My other friend, I'm helping him pull out $350,000 to put on the side or use for deposits on his real estate deals. What do all these people have in common? They're not easy to finance. I'm financing people between $400,000 and $2 million right now. Most of them are people that don't have W-2 income. Of course, I can do an easy lay down W-2 income deal with FHA under $500,000 right now. No doc, real fast. But if it's more complicated, that's where we really come in handy. I myself have an MBA, so does one of my partners. Let us help you work on your residential loan to pull money out, or I'm also still doing hard money loans. I've got them going on between $2 million and $9 million right now, helping people bridge. Yep, helping people bridge this economy from today to tomorrow. So if I can help you with your business, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Most of the loans I'm working on are actually referrals from other people I know. Call me. I will do it in a thoughtful and kind way. We will together work and get the best execution so people can feel safe. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's always all about you.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business, and on Instagram at Jim Freed One. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Get on all those Zoom calls with all the real estate guys lamenting how they can't do deals. Now the market's not going to pick up for 6 months, 8 months. Everybody wants to do value add or distressed real estate. They're all raising billions of dollars to do it. There's just one problem. There are no deals to do yet. Me, on the other hand, I'm blowing it out. I've got 9 deals working. Hopefully all of them will close because they should. They all make sense to the lender that they're presented to. We're going to talk more about that in the coming weeks as I start shifting the show more into residential real estate and personal finance to help my friends make it through. But today we're talking about recovery with my good friend, Michael Bertinotti. Michael will help you get your body and mind right. Michael, welcome back for another segment.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim.
Now, Michael, where are you from? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Venezuela and came over here at a very young age and lived in Miami, Florida ever since.
Okay, where'd you go to high school?
La Salle.
You're a La Salle person.
Yes.
I'm so glad you're here and not, not in Venezuela. I'm glad that you and your family are here safe. Thank God. Thank God. Now let's talk a little bit about what you do for people like me. Okay. I'm almost 60. I work out every day for 2 hours. I'm a beast. I've now got a workout where I do not injure myself because I push, but not too hard and far. I had it set up by the University of Miami rehab specialists. But now I want to recover faster and better, and I want to feel better as I go into my 60s. I want to keep on kicking, you know what? Just like
yes,
this.
Sir.
Can you help me? And what can we do together?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Jim. So look, once again, what we do is age management. It's also known back in the days as orthomolecular medicine, or in simple terms, regenerative medicine. So every time cells divide, your ability to speed up the process of recovery slows down. For example, if you've had a drink and when you were young, you can have 5-6 drinks and recover the next day with no problem. After the age of, well, I'm 35, so I can't speak any older, but just at my age, I have 1 or 2 drinks and I can feel the effects for the next 3 days.
Yeah, so that's consistent with other people as they get older. I'll attest to that.
Right. So your ability to regenerate and recover is much slower. Would you agree to that?
Yes, sir.
So what we do here is if you just give your body half the elements it needs, you can create a complete refined you. For example, what do I mean by that? In less than 1 year, your body will have rebuilt itself 98% cell by cell.
How
so with
long?
The right, huh?
How long does it take for my whole body to rebuild itself?
98%. How long? Less than 1 year. Less than 1 year, 98% of every cell in your body has regenerated. Every organ and every system is a little different. That's why I'm not going to break them down individually. But 98%. So if you give the right ingredients and lifestyle changes with results, you can expect to see in 90 days incredible results. And in 6 months, you honestly would not believe your results. What we like to tell patients is, look, we're in the business of having a patient for life, because there's a discrepancy or there's a misunderstanding that you can do these type of treatments for 3 months, you know, obtain your goal and then quit doing them. No, it doesn't work that way. Once your hormonal biochemical levels are low, there is no way to physically or alternatively, meaning naturally, to optimize them where we're trying to get them. Meaning,
right,
our goal is
like a transplant for that organ to make me younger or whatever.
Right, for the ability for you to regenerate faster. So there's 3 things that describe aging: memory, vision, and mobility. In order to maintain these functions, today we know that you need hormone optimization therapy. Now, a lot of people think, a lot of men especially, oh, testosterone can cause prostate cancer. No, that's incorrect. That was a study done by an American urologist over 60 years ago called Dr. Charles Huggins, who did a study on one patient who already had prostate cancer, and that when given testosterone seemed to get worse. Today, there's over 80 peer-reviewed articles on PubMed that show that testosterone is a safe medication to take and could prevent cardiovascular disease. It's the same thing, Jim, as me telling you, take an Advil for a headache.
How about stroke? What is the impact on strokes? You're talking about cardiovascular. You're talking about circulation. So
yeah.
I'm talking about blood clots. How about strokes?
Yes,
strokes,
sir.
His biggest fear is being paralyzed.
I'm about to get there. So if I give you one Advil, it cures your headache. What if I give you the whole bottle to drink? You'll probably end up in the hospital with liver and kidney failure, correct?
Yes.
Same thing here. Too much or too little is a problem. For example, the Mayo Clinic, which is mainstream medicine, which is like total anti-hormone therapy or alternatives, has shown today, they have put an article out that men with low testosterone levels under 250 picograms per deciliter increases their chances of having cardiovascular disease. So you have testosterone receptor sites in your heart. If you optimize therapeutically, monitored by a physician who has 10 years plus experience and that knows what he's doing in the field, are totally different. So everything is personalized based on your biochemistry. Jim, if you
mentioned that you have a 10-year medical person on your team, can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. Dr. Rudolf Eberwine is an internal medicine doctor with a specialty in age management, which is basically hormone optimization, peptology treatment, nutraceutical therapy, but working with the biorhythms of the body. We're looking to restore function through natural elements rather than giving you something synthetic that's patching up the problem. So what I love about Dr. Rudolf Eberwine, which is part of the Medical Health Institute, he's the medical director of the Medical Health Institute. Not only does he prescribe these medications, but he's a client himself. He doesn't prescribe anything that he does not use himself. So everything that we prescribe patients is something he has diligently researched, tried for himself, seen real results for himself, and then said, you know what, this is something we're going to offer our clients because it works. Now, as I said before, too little or too much is a problem. If you have too little testosterone, not only does it increase your chances of heart disease, it increases your chances of developing diabetes because testosterone is considered a lipotropic. What does that mean? It helps break down fatty acids and triglycerides during metabolism, meaning it improves insulin sensitivity. Yes. By improving insulin sensitivity, you reduce your chances of developing other comorbidities and other types of diseases.
Okay, Michael, we're running out of time and you're just getting started. Where is your clinic physically located?
We are on 85th Sunset Drive in South Miami.
8585 Sunset Drive. So you're in South Miami towards like Baptist down there. Real Baptist.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes. All right. So I can come visit you. It takes about a half hour. I'd have to do it in the middle of the day. Michael, I want to thank you so much for coming on. Again, I want to thank Jason Prescott for introducing us. We'll talk again off air. This is a tremendous thing. I'm a 60-year-old man. You talk right in my face the whole time. God bless you. And thank you. And hopefully my friends are listening too. We should all get out there and kick some butt in our 60s and 70s.
Thank you. Yes. Feel free to reach out to medicalhealthinstitute.com.
Okay. So that's what I was going to say. So how do people get in touch with you, Michael?
Not a problem. They can either call 786-401-5244. Again, that number is 786-401-5244. Or just go to medicalhealthinstitute.com. And you can inquire there, and one of our representatives or wellness specialists will get in touch with you to help you get set up or answer any questions you might have.
Well, I'm excited about my field trip to South Miami. I can't wait to meet you in person and get pricked.
Yes, we're actually doing most of the things virtually, by the way. If you can't come to us, we send a mobile phlebotomist to your home. We make it as convenient as possible for those that, you know, don't want to be exposed to anybody. We're catering both face-to-face and virtual.
Great. That's great. Well, that's me. No touch, no see. Virtually. But thank you, Michael. Thank you so much. We're going to go to break now. Michael, I'll talk to you again soon. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We're supposed to have Glenn Lerner on, calling in from Arizona to talk about business interruption. So hopefully Glenn will call in. If not, we'll roll him over till next week. But Michael, thank you so much. Michael Bertinotti from the Medical Health Institute. Thank you so much, Michael. Have a great rest.
Yeah. And for anybody that calls from your radio, we'll get a $75 discount to get started. Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And I know our listeners do too. Maybe we'll do a field trip and get all phlebotomized at the same place.
That would be wonderful.
You're the best, Michael. Looking forward to getting you a fist bump real soon. All right. Reagan, let's get going. Let's talk some Warren Henry and go from there. Good friends at Warren Henry, and they are all set for the recovery. You walk into their brand new facility. It's gorgeous on 151st and Biscayne. It's secure. They got sanitizer. They got sanitizing people. They got everything. They got masks, whatever you need. They got disinfectant for you, for your car, the whole bit. But the number one thing they do have is they have all those great vehicles. That's right. They've got them. So when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in Key West, they've got them all. What do they have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And don't forget, they've got all kinds of specials now. You see my good friend Mace Stark up there for those. And so the Warren Henry Advantage is complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and the 72-hour exchange. You can take 3 days and return your car if you don't like it. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Right, everybody, and another choice you can make is you can choose to call me for a mortgage. That's right. I'm helping people right now finance their home purchase, refinance the home they're in. I'm saving them a lot of money, $1,500, $2,000 a month on the refi. I'm helping another guy pull out $350,000 from his home in both cases. I'm helping them lower their mortgage payments dramatically and their interest rate. Other people I'm doing hard money loans for, bridging them from the current market cycle into the future. I've got 9 active transactions. I'm kicking booty. Give me a call, 305-773-6300. Let me bring my contacts and market knowledge to bear on your situation. I can help. You can't spend that pool, but I can help you finance the house where you can pull the money out, and you can use that to help bridge the gap. So give me a call today, 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business, and on Instagram at Jim Freed One. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We're back, and we are on with Glenn Lerner. Glenn is the name partner in Lerner and Rowe. Business Claims LLC, their new sponsor on the show. I've been working with Glenn and his team, that includes our good friend Alan Garfinkel, to help many businessmen here in town review their business interruption claims and help them get emergency financing. Glenn, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
Now, Glenn, tell me a little bit about why you've decided to expand your business practice into this national model for business interruption claims.
Well, Jim, we have one of the 2 or 3 largest plaintiffs personal injury firms in the United States, Lerner and Rowe, with 28 offices in 9 states, about 500 employees. We've represented probably 150,000 people over the years, over the last 29 years, against insurance companies. When we saw what was happening with the denial of business interruption policies after the pandemic, we said, you know, hey, we need to do something to help a lot of these businesses. We joined up with Tucker Bird, a nationally recognized business attorney in Orlando who represents Fortune 500 companies, and my friend Alan Garfinkel, who's the main focus of his practice for over 30 years has been basically fighting unscrupulous insurance companies on first-party bad faith claims. So we basically put our respective strengths together to form a unique business model. I kind of call it the traveling Wilburys version of a law firm, you know, us being one of the 2 or 3 largest plaintiffs personal injury firms. In fact, the only guy I know that's bigger than us in the United States is Morgan. And then with the experience of Tucker Bird and Alan Garfinkel, I think it gives us a unique approach to these types of claims because this really is, these are uncharted waters. Let's be honest. This isn't something like we can say, hey, give us a call. We're going to get you paid. We can't tell you that. This is such a different animal than anything we've ever seen because the insurance companies have denied every single claim and they are going to deny every single claim. So we're going to be addressing the claims on a 1-by-1 basis and seeing if there's a ground, if there are grounds to be able to fight these things.
Well, Glenn, you say that they're going to say no to every claim, but that's what they did after Hurricane Irma to me, you know? And all I did was call and explain what happened. They had their guy come out. I showed him where the window broke. He said, oh, the window broke. We're going to cover you. Then I got my first. Notice how I said it, my first payout from them. Most people say, oh, I got my payout. I said, wait, there's more to come. And I kept going. There's all kinds of nuances to this, isn't there, Glenn?
You know, this is something that is so unique, because after SARS in 2004, the insurance company started putting endorsements in the policies stating that there was an exclusion for viruses, an exclusion for pandemics. And so a lot of people's policies specifically state an exclusion for the virus or pandemic. Yet there are clauses stating that you are covered if there's a civil authority action. Nevertheless, so now you have the civil authority action, you have the exclusion for viruses in some contracts, and then they, even if you purchase, and we're seeing a lot of people purchase specific coverage, and they paid the additional premium to have virus coverage. Insurance company says, no, we're not going to pay it because there's no physical damage to your property. So, I mean, how do you do that? You have people pay for the specific virus coverage, and then you say, well, there was no damage to your property. How is a virus going to damage your property? The little buggers only live for maybe an hour, maybe a day on the property. So what, do you have to go track down every little microbe and prove that it was there? I mean, it's insanity how they cheat people.
But Glenn, isn't almost the playbook for an insurance company to blanket deny everything and make people hire lawyers? I call it litigation calculus.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And you know, the amazing thing about this whole situation is right from the outset, the insurance company said, hey, we were never paid for this coverage. If we pay out on these claims, because obviously right off the bat, a lot of state legislators, obviously, President Trump, everybody was saying, hey, you have to pay these business interruption policies. It's as a matter of public policy. If you don't, these companies that paid aren't going to be deriving any benefit. The insurance companies say, hey, they didn't pay for this stuff. They didn't pay the additional virus premium. Well, when they did pay the additional virus premium, they come back now and they say, oh, there was no physical damage to your property. They never would pay no matter what. So now we have the issues confronting all 50 states, basically. Do the legislatures retroactively undo the policies and say, no matter what, whether there's an endorsement saying there's a virus exclusion, we're still going to make you pay. Now, obviously, that's bad precedent to go about and redact contracts. We don't want to really go down that road. But at the same time, as a matter of public policy, If the government says, hey, insurance companies, you take part of your $800 billion in reserves, kick it into a fund, we'll throw in a little bailout money here, and everybody's happy. We make the businesses semi-whole, because no one's going to be made whole. Let's be honest. No one's getting made whole here. Everybody's just holding on by a shoestring right now to survive. They did some major damage to the economy. But if we kick the can down the road for the next generation, maybe we can hop along there, you know? We're just trying to make the best of a bad situation on truly uncharted waters. We just don't know what's going to happen.
When we talked the other day, you know, you revealed, and I hope it's okay that we talk about it here in the open, that even your firm was impacted by the pandemic. With a smaller number of people coming in and filing in your basement. So what are you going to do?
Well, you know, obviously, if you were entitled to it and you were able to, you got your PPP money. You try to make the appropriate business decisions to stay afloat and stay alive. You get smarter, you get resourceful, and you know, when you're bigger, you're able to survive usually. But you have to make changes.
And you have a lawsuit here.
I'm sorry, Jim.
You have a lawsuit here. That's really what I was referring to, not your personal tailoring of your operation, but the fact that you also have a claim. You're not
absolutely. I mean, I have a customer. A very large claim, and I will be making a claim, and they will be denying my claim.
Yeah, well, that's because you're not only the lawyer for everybody, you're also a customer, was the point I'm making. When I talk about stuff, it's all about you. You know exactly how the people feel because you're going through it yourself.
Oh, it's just, come on, everybody. I can't imagine any person in the country, whether you own a small little pizza shop, you own a business, you know, we have one of the largest, most successful law practices in the United States. You wake up with a sick feeling in your stomach every day. You're grinding. I mean, I'm a grinder, so I'm getting through this no matter what. But you gotta have that mentality. Everybody's putting their head down and just taking one step at a time right now to get through this madness. What they did to the economy was pretty tough, you know, but somehow we'll get through it. It's just going to be a brave new world. Things are going to look a little different. You know, I mean, we're seeing how so many businesses are starting to adapt now with people working from home. You know, we've had several people in our offices come down with the virus. Now you have someone comes down with the virus. We have 28 offices in 9 states. You got to shut down that office now for 2 weeks. Everybody's working out of the house. You got pandemonium. Everybody, oh my God, am I going to die?
Right.
No one's died. Everybody's getting better. Thank God. You know, we haven't anybody that's been, truly susceptible to, you know, severe illness. It's just an unfortunate situation, but we're all trying to get through it together.
Listen, I had us scheduled for 2 segments. I know you had a conflict for the first one. One of the things I wanted to do was talk about your unique background and how it really points out what a fighter you are. I was hoping to be able to come back and do another show with us.
Sure.
Awesome. 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 Listen, I got a call on some business after this, so please leave your cell phone open. We're going to wrap up here on this segment, but we're going to have you back. I want to thank you for becoming a sponsor of the show so that we can bring your content to the people that listen, because they really need to understand what's going on. One last thought for them, Glenn, on what they really need to know. What's the number one thing that people need to know right now about this business interruption thing?
Well, if you guys want to discuss it or speak to us and get any insight, you can call either toll-free 833-MY-CLAIM. That's toll-free 833-MY-CLAIM. Or go to mybusinessclaim.com. Mybusinessclaim.com. And we'll be happy to talk to you, and hopefully we can steer you in the right direction. It doesn't cost you any money. These are all done on a contingency. If we don't recover anything for you, you don't owe us anything. But we want to try to be honest with people. And the last thing I'm going to do is tell anybody, oh man, we're going to go get your money. I can't tell you that. The only thing I'm going to tell everybody is you're going to get a shot at the plate. You know, it's kind of like everybody's already struck out right now with the insurance companies. No one's getting paid. So we're giving you an extra chance at the plate. And that's, you can only hit a home run if you get a shot at the plate.
Listen, and,
that's probably a good segue into our next discussion when you want to talk about me and my dad.
Oh man, you let me off the hook. That's exactly what I was going to say.
I was going to ask you what the story was
with all the baseball references. Listen,
I got my Red Sox hat on. If you can catch me on Zoom.
Oh, you're the best. Listen, the reality is that Glenn is one of the most electric people that I've met in the business world. He's a tremendous guy. He brings incredible positive energy to the team. He's extraordinarily charitable. We're already talking about which churches we're going to help him meet and help grow. It's really a wonderful thing. Glenn is coming to the Miami community to help us build a great positive thing, and he's going to come and do business here. I can't wait to see you, Glenn. I'm going to
get actually moving to Miami. I'm moving from Arizona to Miami a little before the fall. My house is almost done, so I'm very excited. I've really fallen in love with Miami. I was a Naples guy for a long time, and I was going to die early in Naples. I love Naples. It's an amazing place, but Miami keeps you young. I think it'll keep my wife and I young. All our kids are grown, so it's a place they want to come and spend time. So we're excited. Us and our two Bulldogs.
We'll put you together with Michael, who was on earlier, talking about all the replacement therapy to keep us all young. You and I can go there. It's down by our house, actually. We'll go there for lunch one day and get young together.
Yes, sir. All right.
All right. So, Glenn Lerner, thank you so much for being on the show. Again, what's the number on the website, Glenn?
833-MY-CLAIM. 833-MY-CLAIM or mybusinessclaim.com. And we're happy to talk to you, and hopefully we can help you.
Thank you. I know you've been helping my friends and have been talking to you and Alan and Tucker. It's been tremendous. You really have helped them stay together. We're going to I'll call you after the show in about 5 or 10 minutes, and we're going to talk about some of the new business I've uncovered for you and the firm here over the last couple of days.
Wonderful. Just let me know when you want me to come on, and we can talk some more. Thanks, Jim.
You got it. All right.
Thanks to everybody.
Thank you, Glenn Lerner, and for being a sponsor of our show, and also for all the positive things you're going to be doing for our community. Glenn is just a tremendous asset that's moving here. You know, Miami is a place where people move to, and we can't wait to have Glenn be a part of our community. I want to thank everybody for being on our show. I want to thank our sponsors, Lerner and Rowe. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association. Of course, I want to give a shout out to all of our first responders. Thank our other sponsors.
Yes, thank you guys.
Integrated, the Turkel brands, but the person I want to thank most of all is you. the person who listens to our podcast. Go to our Facebook page, give us feedback and comments, like our show, join our community, Twitter at Jim Fried at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The website gets thousands of hits each week. If you missed today's show, Regan's going to have it up on freedombusiness.com. Remember, this is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week at noon on Wednesday on all the different social platforms. Why? Because I just love doing this. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.